of December 2021, my name is Lucas and this is Asian Inspection episode number 3. Our topic today is, the situation of Chinese stamps. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Okay, let's get to it.
The concept of punching is not unique to China. Similar seals or stamps have historically been found in many other jurisdictions around the world and are still very common in official documents in Japan and Korea outside of China. Chinese law has special requirements for the size, shape, and font of the ribs. Many multinational corporations with operations in China also have rules on access and use of abbreviations to minimize risk. We have found that some multinational companies operating in China do not have these rules or that these rules are not followed. Stamp collectors may be more likely to join clubs in China where habits are lacking. American collectors and investors interested in Chinese stamps should focus on the more expensive items as they will disappear first. There will also be additional demand for stamps to smuggle money out of the country, so the more expensive the stamp, the better. Due to domestic demand, foreign demand for Chinese brands will also be strong. At home, because people know that price increases are the normal result of current and possible future interest rates, the demand for stamps will increase. The currency devaluation caused by the tariff war will have a direct impact on the Chinese brand market at home and abroad. Expensive Chinese stamps under these conditions should be sold at prices close to those achieved in recent stamps auctions and on eBay. This discount varies greatly from brand to brand, but on average expensive Chinese brands sell for 30-60% of the catalog value. In poor condition, only large rarities or especially rare stamps are collected, such as $1 on the 3C China Red Revenue Stamp. Another important source of information for identifying Chinese stamps is the China Postage Stamp Association Directory. The company was founded in 1936 to promote interest in Chinese philately, including Hong Kong, Macau, Manchukuo, Tibet, Shanghai and trade ports, offices in China, and Japan's occupation of China. In 1865, Shanghai issued the first batch of Chinese stamps. During the Cultural Revolution era, from 1967 to 1971, the Chinese Postal Service issued 19 series for a total of 80 stamps. With their excellent design and strong political connotation, these stamps became widely collectible after the end of the Cultural Revolution. Since 1941, Chinese stamps have been printed separately for Inner Mongolia, Guangdong, North China, Shanghai and Nanjing. In addition, the remaining stamps from the northeastern provinces entered service in July 1950, and those from eastern China in December 1950. During the 1920s, China issued 5 new commemorative issues of 4 stamps each. The United Administration issued its first stamps on October 8, 1949. Consisting of a series of 4 stamps depicting a lantern and the Gate of Heavenly Peace, to commemorate the first session of the China People's Political Consultative Council. On the stamps the word, China, was written in Latin and Chinese hieroglyphs, face value and candorans. On the stamps, China, was written in Latin letters and Chinese characters, the denomination and candorans, the unit of weight, which was later used to designate the unit of the imperial currency. A stamp of the same year, printed in Taiwan, can be purchased on eBay for less than $5. The stamp also features a map of China and the Republic's national symbol, the sun. As in other countries, Chinese stamps often depict local heroes or historical events. There are stamps dedicated to the 60th anniversary of the Great Campaign, the 50th anniversary of the founding of the Republic and the 50th anniversary of the victory in the war. Resistance from Japan. Chinese stamps. Chinese philately, one of the most popular stamps in the world, has grown with the country itself. People's Republic of China. The first stamps of the People's Republic of China were issued in 1949. With the gradual decline of the Chinese Empire and years of civil war, China's stamp history and postage history became complicated in Japan's occupation in the 1930s and 1940s. According to the author, about one-third of modern stamp collectors are from China. The Chinese Mark Society and its branches publish and republish books on Chinese philately. These catalogs are useful if you want to identify brands from China, but they are expensive and out of date. Here is a link to the CSS site where you can purchase a catalog and learn more about Chinese stamps. After contacting numerous auction houses specializing in
Chinese stamps, I gradually came to the conclusion that I have thousands of useless stamps with a catalog value of less than $2 each. We believe that some economists can interpret the brand bubble as a fundamental shift based on a set of new paradigms in our new global economic reality. This argument is an argument that China has recently supported more and more, and many overseas Chinese also regard it as their responsibility to support them. This year, the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences proposed to persuade all international companies, including Apple and Nike, to list Taiwan as part of China, and the London School of Economics is also under pressure. An artwork and a huge globe show Taiwan separately. The card on the stamp is very similar to the one printed on some of the Gap's t-shirts last year, creating a lot of problems for the American clothing maker. Anyone who has seen an official contract or document in China may have noticed a bright red circle in the signature block. Positives: the author introduces the benefits of collecting Chinese stamps, which can generate decent profits. Since 2000, the Chinese government has adopted an official policy to encourage stamp collecting among young people, encouraging primary and secondary school teachers to organize clubs to increase interest in national history. The stamp was issued in Denver, Colorado, because Sun Yat-sen was visiting the city in 1911 when he received news that China was free of the Qing Empire. It was the government that was recognized by the United Nations as the representative of China, until 1971, when the Communist-ruled People's Republic of China, founded in 1949, was recognized instead. However, the postage stamp driving Taiwan beyond its national borders was an oversight even in the 1960s. One of the latest stamps with Mao Zedong as the theme is that this period appeared in lots 1128 and 1129. The U.S. number 906 was issued to commemorate the fifth anniversary of China's resistance to Japan in the early days of World War II. On June 10, 2021, the National People's Congress passed the Stamp Duty Law of the People's Republic of China, effective from July 1, 2022.
Thank you all for joining us again on Asian Inspection. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.